Meister Sheni, Perik Dalad Mishnah Dalad. Marimin al Meister Sheni. So there's a special halacha that by Meister Sheni one can act cunningly, almost like using tricks to not have to pay a chaymish by Meister Sheni. And it's because the Mefarshim explained, because there's Xeris HaKosev, because Meister Sheni says bracha. And this chaymish, as we've said, is not something that they would pay as like a knas. It's not like when somebody used hektish for personal needs and things like that. This, anyway, the guy would eat the chaymish in Yerushalayim anyway, so he's still eating it. He's going to eat in Yerushalayim anyway, so it's not nearly as big of a deal. So ketzatz, how does this work out? So a person can say to his son or his daughter that are older, la'avdol shivchaso ha'ivrim, or to his male or female maidservants that are Jewish. And the Rav explains that they aren't, their gufan is not konoi, so he doesn't physically own them. He says to them, Heilach ma'us elu, ufiteilach ma'isah sheni zeh. Take this money, and the Tiferes Sol explains, he gives this money as a matana. And he says, ufiteilach, and then the fruit that I own is ma'isah sheni, and if I would be paid the ma'isah sheni from fruit onto money, I would have to pay a chaymish. So you do me a favor, you take the fruit. The Melech Shlomo explains that he's giving them the fruit also as a matana. And then they're paid to the Meiser Sheni from the fruit onto the coins. Now, the Meiser, you can think that now that he gives them the fruit as a matana, so the fruit's the guy's, you know, the Eved, or the son of the daughter. But when it's done this way, one does not have to pay a chaymish. But he shouldn't say this to his son or daughter that's ktanim, or to his Eved Shivcha that's ktanim, because there he does own them. Because whatever they do is as if whatever he does. And the only time that one does not pay a chomish by meiser is if he's an acher, if he's somebody else, if he's doing it from somebody else. Even though it was given to him as a matana, he's still, I guess, in a certain way, doing it for somebody else. But if he's the yad, he's almost like the hand of the master, because the master owns them, or they're ktanim, just like their parent. So therefore, it's not an acher, and he would have to pay a chomish, it seems.